Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
Known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to the Shepard Ambellus Show.
Good day, America. Today, you need to stop whatever you're doing and listen closely because this is not a drill. It's not a theory. It's not even a distant what if. There's a clear and present danger that could strike at any moment. It's always lurking out there. Imagine this. You wake up one morning, nothing works. The lights are out. Your phone is dead. The TV won't turn on. You try to leave your house, but the chaos outside makes you pause. Cars are abandoned in the streets. Banks are shuttered. Grocery store shelves are stripped bare. People are fighting, possibly killing for the last bottle of water. No power. No communication. No access to your money. Just silence and your desperation. This is what a global cyber blackout looks like. And trust me, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Think about it. Everything we rely on, everything, every single thing we rely on, our power grids, our banking systems, hospitals, our transportation, it's literally all interconnected, digital everything. All of this is vulnerable. There are major vulnerabilities in the system. And all this stuff can fail at any moment. It can all just come to a grinding halt. But who will cause it? Who will cause this great blackout that's coming? Sooner or later, it's coming. Mark my words. But who will cause it? Will it be a hostile nation like China, or Russia? Or Will it be a sophisticated cyber attack from hackers or possibly rogue criminals within our government or the New World Order themselves? Oh, what one will it be? And for everyone that thinks that nothing could happen during a blackout, you should watch the show. It's a movie out of Hollywood called The Trigger Effect. Now, this is one of my favorite movies of all time. It was made in 1996. And The Trigger Effect demonstrates what would happen to people living in and around LA or in like a big city, for instance, if the power went out. Back in 1996, they didn't really have the internet and all this stuff going like they do now. Everything wasn't jacked into the grid like it is now, but they were just dealing with the power outages and what would happen. In the film, people got violent real quick. Things happened. I'm going to play a trailer from The Trigger Effect, 1996. Let's take a listen.
When the lights of the city stop burning.
Blackout. Fun.
Yeah, hysterical.
When the lines of communication break down.
I tried the car radio and all I got was static.
No!
The laws that hold us together.
Don't you guys have any idea what's going on?
Fall apart.
Look at these people are crazy.
People are freaks, man. I heard all this stuff about looting and shootings last night.
Oh my God.
It's bad out there.
Some of us have kids, you know.
I wear.
They don't know any more about when the power's going on than we do.
If you want it, you can come back and stay at our place.
And you don't mind.
Why would I?
No. Three people.
Come on, this is supposed to be fun.
I'm trying to keep it close.
Cut off from the outside.
Cash is the problem. We need batteries.
No batteries.
Ah, and water.
And a gun.
A gun?
Are about to experience.
What are you thinking?
And good.
The temptation.
Jealous, Matt?
Are you?
Boys, can't play nice. We're not gonna have any more of these little sleepovers.
The danger.
There's somebody in my house.
And the thrill of a world.
Stop it!
Without rules.
Does anybody have any information?
Is everything all right?
I mean, not a rumor, not something they heard from a friend of a friend of a brother, but hard information.
How you doing?
What should I do?
Let's go down.
Hey!
No, don't!
Nobody?
Gramercy Pictures presents...
It's not safe here.
Kyle MacLachlan.
I really need you to come back.
Elizabeth Shue.
One step closer to death.
Dermot Mulroney.
Don't make me shoot you!
The Trigger Effect.
Now, in this film, it only takes 1, 2, 3 days for society to completely break down. I mean, there are really no safeguards in place for any of this stuff. The elite, they've already built their bunkers. They've stockpiled all their supplies, secured their assets. They're ready to watch everything just go to hell in a handbasket. And they don't even care. They'll be locked down beneath the surface in their arc cities. To top it off, what might cause this thing is the disturbance from Planet X. It might not even be like a human entity that caused it. It might be a natural disaster or phenomenon. Just the passing of Planet X, shifting and tilting our pole, pulling on our planet, putting in magnetic lock. All of this is going to start affecting magnetics and stuff. So we have to wonder, what's going to be the cause of this first blackout? Of course, the government will swoop in. They'll be armed to the teeth. They'll have a solution in hand for you. But that solution, it's not going to help you. It'll all be about controlling you. The surveillance grid, the checkpoint, digital IDs, face scanning networks, all the stuff I talked about yesterday on the show. By the way, support the Shepherd Ambella Show. All the links are in the description. I need money to even help keep this show going. I've also just got done with my book. It will be out February 1st, Hidden Access Forces Beyond the Visible World. There's a pre-order link in the description for the ebook. You can wait for the physical paperback and hardcover copies. But please support the show now. In the meantime, I got 1400 hours into that. That's my best work yet out of my whole body of work. You guys will absolutely love this book. But help keep the lights on right now. And I mean, government's not going to come in and save everyone like people think. They're going to come in, they're going to kick your door in, they're going to take you to a camp, and that's that. So today we're just going to see what's going on. Now, I'm going to just play a mainstream news clip out of KLTA 5 in Los Angeles. We're going to listen to Omar Lewis bring us into this local newscaster there. How power outage left thousands in the dark on Christmas Eve. I mean, when's the big one coming?
As many as 50,000 SoCal Edison customers were left without power after a transformer failed, and now crews are hard at work. Let's go live now to KTLA's Rachel Minitoff, who's in Downey with more. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Omar. Good evening. Certainly an inconvenient and disappointing experience for people who might have been cooking a holiday meal or hosting people at their house. Some people had to alter their plans or cancel them entirely. Now, this massive power outage is also impacting traffic. As you can imagine, all of the lights are out and many of the stores closed early today. A lot of people in this Downey neighborhood, though, say they are making the best of this situation and their holiday celebrations will go on. A much quieter than usual Christmas Eve in this Downey neighborhood, and certainly no holiday lights to see for miles.
This is one day where all families get to get together and kind of messed up everything for everybody.
You know, see, that's the thing. It can all be taken away from anyone at any point. That power can just go right out. Not many people have backup systems, and the way the country is designed in America is designed for all Americans to fail. If you want solar power, you have to tie into the power grid and give that power back to the power company. You can't keep it for yourself for emergencies and store it in batteries. Oh no, they can't have that. And to get this system going and to keep it in place, they give people solar tax credits when they get their solar systems. It specifically states you can't have battery banks and battery backups. You have to give your power back to the solar company and sell it to them, to the power company. So places in California getting hit with power outages. We listen to the trigger effect. And, you know, this is all coming. People like Tucker Carlson and Dennis Quaid talked about this about 11 months ago on Tucker Carlson's live podcast. It's got about 3.3 million views because Tucker himself is likely a CIA operative, CIA agent, and they're priming the public for what's coming. We're going to listen.
Dennis Quaid is one of the most famous actors in the world. He's been in about 150 movies spanning almost 50 years, and he is at the same time a really interesting and engaged person with a lot to say, who thinks a lot and thinks freely. He's also an accomplished musician. But he has a project coming up that you probably ought to know about. We thought it was definitely worth telling you about, and so we're grateful that Dennis Quaid is joining us on set right now. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Tucker. We're so glad to be here.
So, I mean, I could ask you a million questions, but I want to get right to the project that's coming up right now about our power grid that you did. Can you just give us a quick overview of what this is and why did you do it?
It's called Grid Down, Power Up. And it's about an issue which concerned me really for quite some time.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
Did a little segment on 60 Minutes about this, but there is a 100% probability that our sun, generating what they call a GMD, which is a solar storm, that hits our Earth and the magnetic field that we have around the Earth and can fry everything that is electric above the ground, including our entire grid.
And this would happen organically, naturally? That's just what the sun does?
It has happened. There was they call it a Carrington event, which happened in, I think it was 1859. And at that time, basically, we had telegraph lines as far as electricity goes. And it fried our entire telegraph system that was set up, had to be replaced. And
the entire thing?
The entire thing. And so imagine what that would do now with a very large storm, which there's a 100% chance of it happening. That was a 100-year event, they call that one. And
I'm not good at math, but 1859.
The trillions of dollars that it would take to replace all that, plus we wouldn't even get to spend those trillions of dollars because it would take out not only the electricity, but, you know, all of our entire infrastructure and our society runs our electricity. We don't know how to live without it. You know, you turn on, there wouldn't be any water in your tap.
We don't know how to live without it.
We got new merch, some new colorways.
Oh.
Hey, guys, we've got some brand new merch.
Dennis Quaid is one of the most famous actors.
All right, well. Dennis Quaid, Tucker, talking about this, just saying that kind of like everything relies on power. Then they talk about, they get into like, what can we do about it, and how could it happen? They talk about acts of God, stuff like that. And then, of course they get into like nuclear weapons in Iran, cause that's part of the PSYOP. They want everyone to think we're going to get hit by a nuke or someone is going to EMP us, but really there's going to be, an extinction type event at one point. And, they touch on that as well. I think I might play part of this clip.
So you hate even to game it out, but like if that happened, if huge parts of the United States had no power for a year, that'd be an extinction event for a lot.
They've done a study, and 90% of the population would be dead within a year. During this Carrington event, one thing, we didn't rely on electricity, and everybody had a cow. If you wanted milk and you had a horse.
So they're saying 90% of the population would be dead in 1 year if the power went out. That's real. There's studies on that. Modern humans just can't survive. They don't have iPads and shit. It's game over. So y'all, get ready, because I know my listeners are going to be the 10% that survive, but these other people that don't realize what's coming, they're not going to be that prepared. Let's listen to what they're talking about a little more. This is Dennis Quaid on the Tucker Carlson Show.
If you wanted to drive, your car wouldn't work. what do? Your telephone doesn't work. There's no way to inform the public about, you know,
anything.
Anything. So you kind of messed up.
So, I mean, that in some ways seems far more effective than nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, you're not killing people. And so that makes the decision to use them a little, you know, it's not
easy.
You don't have to wrestle with your morals.
Right. There's no smoking hole at Hiroshima.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So the old nuclear weapon thing. Now, a lot of people have chimed in on this over the years. About 10 months ago, Joe Rogan and Jeff Dye were, kind of dabbled into this. And I got a clip from that show as well, because obviously we want to hear what CIA operatives like Joe Rogan are saying, people who are compromised.
Best friends is a crazy person who I love him, but I can't tell you how often there's some situation where I go, hey, bud,
right?
You know, we can't do that again at a comedy club, you know,
like, yes.
but he is the guy that I promise you, probably my only friend, who if I went to his house and goes, hey, something bad happened, we got to get rid of this body, you know, he would just be like, all right, let's do this, you know, and I mean, he really would, and that's scary a little.
Yeah, it is, but that's the kind of humans you want. Because all these rules that we have are all just created by humans. We've agreed to them as if they're unbreakable doctrine. Listen to me and listen very carefully. If the power goes out for too long, all those rules are bullshit, and that guy who will bury a body for you is the kind of person you want on your team.
100%. Also, if the power goes out, I'm probably going to show up to your place.
I got a spot for you.
Be in the gym.
Yeah.
Go, can I just be in your gym?
I've thought about literally setting up a ranch out here.
Yeah.
Just specifically for if things go sideways.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you're pretty set up. Ranch. This place is safe.
It's not that safe. Really? Dude, if things go sideways, it's not safe anywhere. We have to understand that. This society that we have that stays civil and beautiful and, you know, and equitable, and we have all this.
Oh, I'm going straight to Joe Rogan's first because he's set up. That's what this guy's saying. So now we know where to go.
Change is happening in the world. This is only possible
when martial law hits. They advertise it. You heard them.
If you can get goods and services to people, and if people have access to information, it is not hard to shut that off. If the power went out in this country, if someone attacked the grid and just destroyed our power grid and destroyed our satellites, if there was a coordinated effort by multiple superpowers to just destroy our satellites, destroy our grid, we would be in chaos quickly.
Pretty fast.
What if aliens destroy it, Joe? You didn't mention that part.
Quickly, very quickly. And then if it lasts too long and there's some sort of a hostile military takeover of the country, you're living in a totally different world than the one you live in now. Now you live in China, and you never thought that was possible. You thought that, you know, you would be able to just exist here and demand universal basic income, and you would have all these ideas in your head about the border walls racist and this and that. And then all of a sudden, you live in a world that's unrecognizable.
China.
And that's just an example of what could happen if someone acts, if a human being does something which is very similar to what other human beings are doing right now all over the world. What's happening right now in Ukraine, what's happening right now in Israel, that is human beings launching bombs at people they've never met.
Yeah.
That's happening for sure. The idea that that is not going to happen here is just stupid. It's stupid. If you're living in Gaza right now, think about that reality.
Yeah.
Think about the reality of where you used to sleep at night is now rubble. Everything around it is rubble. If you're lucky, and you can see that because you're alive.
Yeah, but some women have to deal with catcalling, Joe.
Listen, it's always good to move.
So, things will get crazy when it all finally goes down. So it's something to think about, you know, and I don't know. I think that there'll be a blackout here probably, you know, within the next 3 years. That'd be pretty substantial. But I mean, you know, AI is starting to take power away from humans. In terms of their diverting power and doing rolling brownouts in a lot of areas to give AI processors power. And now they have quantum computing, which are, you know, they're all working on this, all the top companies, and they want to be able to achieve full quantum computing. And that's going to take a vast amount of power. Then you have all these CERN type things, and ultimately there's no power left for humans after the robots. So that's where this is all headed, you know? So it's getting crazy. Guys, support the show. Please help keep the lights on and everything. I got tons of bills that just have to be paid. I just worked 1400 hours straight over the last 90-ish or more days on the book, and then it won't release until February, and then I still got to wait 90 days to get paid on that by the time it's all said and done. So help keep everything going, because I just went 3 months without, you know, I had to have family help me keep things going so I could get the book done and out for you guys. Please support the book when it does come out. You'll love it, I promise. All right, well, I'll see you guys later. I'm going to be on later this afternoon at normal time, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. And I'm going to leave you with a song that I wrote. I played all the instruments on it except the drums. It's all written from scratch. And then Adam Ross is on vocals. It's called In Your Head. It's true.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.